Good morning, Rama Sechet Erichin Daf Lamed. On the, I'm starting at the beginning of the Amud. Just basically, we answered, we had Rav Anan ask the question yesterday, and he said that he heard from Shmuel two halachas. He wasn't sure which one was which, that both with regard to doing a sale in the Yovel year, as well as selling a slave to Chutz Laaretz, and which we wasn't sure where the money goes back. He knows that in both ones the deal's undone, but in which one the money goes back. And we proved from the Braita that it was actually in the case of the Yovel that Adam Mechura Mat Chodzin, right? So then the Gemara said that Rav Anan, how come he never knew this answer? He said, because Rav Anan the Braita, he never knew about the Braita. Okay, that was what we ended off yesterday, right? And we never said Rashi. Rashi said that I have a Mesapkele Bahai Hadre Bahai Lohadre, which way the money doesn't go back. And he says, Hach Braita the Tzarich Get. Shichru lo haya shmira. He never knew about the Braita that the slave needed a get shichru. Remember that the slave itself needs a proper get from his new owner. And we had a Shmuel and a Mechura. Lo have a matzah de mishra midi. Okay, basically that was what we ended off yesterday. So the Gemara says like this, Umid Shmuel, mi mai da ena Mechura umad chosrin. So he still says basically like this. So the question is as follows, right? That even so, how do we know from Shmuel that the field isn't sold and the money goes back? Dilma ena mechura umat matana. We still haven't proved anything. All we've proved basically is that with regard to the Eved, it's a proper sale, need to get shichru. But really, we proved nothing about the field. Maybe the field, the deal's undone, but he leaves the money, just like in the case of a person who marries his sister. Right? The Itmar, we've got a ma'amar over here. It's a good by mitzia, any gittin, any kiddushin. I'm a kaddish achoto. Person marries his sister. Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrin. So he has a case exactly opposite to what we've said up until now, where Rav says, Taka, the money goes back. Right? Ushmuel Amar Ma'ot Matana. Shmuel says, no, the money doesn't go back. There's no question, obviously, you aren't married, right? Shmuel doesn't think for 1 second that you're marrying your sister. But he says that if you say to your sister, Arat Mekodesh Etli, and you give her the money stays hers. Now look at Rashi there. Umad Chozrin, the Adam Yodaya, says Rav. Why does Rav say the money goes back? The Adam Yodaya, Shein Kiddushin Tovsin Boto, Bachoto. Vegama Venatan Lahem Pikadon. And he basically just gave her money to look after. It was like a way of saying, look after this money for me. And therefore it has to go back. But Shmuel says in the Rashi there, Uru Shmuel Gamar Venatne Matana. What Rashi's saying is that both Rav and Shmuel know that you can't marry your sister. So why would a person do that, an idiot? So the Rav says he gave her the money just saying, look after the money. Maybe the people around didn't want them to know that he was giving his money to look after, so he made a stupid comment. And Shmuel, on the other hand, also knew that there wasn't such a thing as marrying your sister. So therefore, when he gave her the money, he gave it as a gift. He was intending for her to have the money. So maybe it's the same case over here. That the money stays as a gift. The field is money is a gift. God knows you can't sell you buy from anybody during the Yovel. So maybe I'm gonna Abaye. So Abaye, right? So that's basically that. I think that's the end of the sugya, to be honest with you. Right, that's really how the sugya ends off. We're saying there's not really no proof of this Braita as far as Rav Anan is concerned. That could have been the case. Okay, so now we go back to Amar Abaye to Rav Yosef. My chazit, if you remember, the kantina lay lelokeach. Niknasei lemocher. Look at Rashi over here. Gabe mocher avdo b'chutzah. We gave now back to that Braita which we saw yesterday. This Braita which we brought as a proof. And what do we say in the Braita? The Braita was as follows. We said there, Amocher Avdo, the third last lines of Amud Bet from Kaftet. Amocher Avdo b'chutz laretz, yatzar l'cheirut, v'tzarich get shichrur. Sorry, let me follow. Amocher Avdo l'oved kochavim, or b'chutz laretz, yatzar l'cheirut. Okay, chada hadrez v'inei, v'chadrez v'inei. So we saw the other, we brought the brighter, v'tzarich get shichrur. Right, so basically, Rav said over there that the money didn't go back. Shmuel said the money didn't go back, sorry. Just give me half a second, I'm just still waking up here. Where's our, where was Rav Yosef in the story? Where was Rav Yosef here? Yeah? Amar Rav Yosef. Right. The third line above there. Amar Rav Yosef. Nichze Anan. Midatanya. Hamocher Avdu Mechutz Laret. Yatza Lecheru. Tzarek Get Shichru Mirabo Shai. Nishma Mina. Midakar Lashai. Nirabo. Amelo Hadrei Zvinek. That's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says there, we see from the fact that he sold his slave to a Goy or Chutz Laret. And the second owner is called Rabo, that he never got the money back, but the slave goes free. Right? So Abai says to Rav Yosef, who's getting punished there? The money doesn't go back, right? So I sold my slave, the buyer pays me, I get the money, and the slave goes free. So he says, my chazit to consider lokeach. Why are you punishing the buyer? Right? Because what's happening? The buyer loses his money, basically. He doesn't get his money back. And the slave goes free. Look at Rashi. Gabe mocher avdo b'chutz laretz. Ta'amina lo hadres vinei. He doesn't return his money. V'yotze eved lecheret. Never goes through. Mafsid lokeach. The buyer loses the money. Straightforward. Rashi there. Before Rashi. Niknesei le mocher. On the contrary, you should rather punish the mocher. Shehu ma'ot chozrin. V'yotziu mocher lecheret. He should have to give the money back and lose his slave. Because who's basically doing the Avera here? The guy, what was the Avera? The Avera, why do we punish him? What was the Knas? Because the Eved's no longer doing mitzvahs. Sim to a goy, on chutz laretz. So therefore, you're the one that should obey. Now here comes a famous, famous, famous Gemara. It said, we saw it here in Gittin and Kiddushin. I grew up my whole life. This is one of my father's favorite quotes. So Amar Lei, right? So Rav Yosef says to Abaya, Love Achbar Ganef and Achor Ganef. So what are you talking about? He says the Achbar, the mouse, isn't the Ganef. The Chor is the Ganef. Why are we punishing the buyer? Because he was the hole. If the mouse never had a hole to go through, he couldn't steal the cheese. So don't blame the mouse for stealing the cheese. Blame the hole for stealing the cheese. In other words, the person who facilitated the deal. Right? For example, when you have an offense, a guy who buys stolen goods. Right? So who's the buyer? Who's the gunner? The guy who stole the stolen goods? You say there was an offense to buy from the stolen goods, he wouldn't steal the goods. If he never had a buyer, he wouldn't steal. So maybe you want to say, stealing's not the bad thing, the guy who buys it's the bad thing, right? Or maybe both. So he says, that's the criticism over here. He says, what are you talking about? Of course we're going to punish the buyer. Love Akbar Ganef, the seller, who's the Akbar. He's not the Ganef, the mouse. El Chora, the guy who bought it, he's the Ganef. He love Akbar Chora. He love Achbara. So I think he's arguing around over here, right? He says, how can you say that? If there wasn't the Achbara, then the Chor wouldn't help us. He says, Mistabraicha, the Itali Isura country. He says, no, we look where the Isur is. Where's the Isur? The Isur now. Who's got the Isur? The Isur's got the buyer. He's the one with the Isur. Therefore, it's in his hands. We punish him. So that's a bit of an up and down here of who's responsible. Right, look at Rashi there. Love Achbara.
The Jewish buyer.
Even a Jewish buyer in Chulu goes free, we saw. Even if it's Israel. We said, even if it's Israel. Well, that's what the Gemara said yesterday. The Gemara, remember, we saw that yesterday in the Daf. We saw that yesterday that if it was a Goy, maybe it was a Rashi that I didn't read. I'm thinking now, maybe because we ran through that last bit of the Gemara. But we saw yesterday that. We were speaking yesterday. We said whether you sold it to a goy or to a Jew, at the end of the day you'd have to go free. Now of course, what you're saying here was if it was a goyish buyer, so he's not going to be interested in paying the price, right? He's going to say give me my money back, or I'll kill you, right? So maybe you could explain that either it was a goy living in Israel, living under Israeli rule, and therefore he was subservient to Israeli rule. Or maybe there'd be ways, but you're right. It's much more difficult to impose that halacha on a goy. But the bottom line is that even if it was a Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, he'd go free, and that would definitely be enforceable. But you're right. Okay, so that is that over there. Lo achbar galib el achor galib. But it's a nice way that the Gemara looks at it, right? That bottom line is that. See, look at Rashi. The lo achbar galib. Achbara gonev umeniach pachut. The mouse who steals and leaves it outside. Im lo haya lo chor laniach, but never a hole to get through. Lo haya gonev, he wouldn't steal in the first place. Hilcha chor ganva. Therefore, the chor is the hole is the ganev. Ukeganiv lei. Al hachinami im lo haya motze lokeach lo haya mochro. Right. So then the Gemara says chor minale achor miayin lo agneve. How does he steal it? Then it says no. The itali sura the hainu lokeach sha'evet eitzlo. So we look where it is now. Basically, it's with you now. You got it. You got the issur. You pay the money. Okay, now we went back. In the Mishnah, we mentioned that if there was, when we sold the year, we had to give the guy at least 2 years of use of the crops. And we said if one of the years, if there was famine or drought, or that was unable to plow or work the fields for whatever objective reason, we add another year to his terms. But we said there that if it was Nara or Hovira, so then we don't. Remember, Nara was that he plowed it and he never seeded it. And Hovira is he left it completely fallow. He never plowed it or anything. So Hashta, the Gemara is like this. Hashta Hovira Olalo Nara Mibai. He says, look, Nara means that he plowed, he did something, he didn't sow and he didn't seed it. Hovira means he didn't do anything. So if we're going to see that Hovira, when he didn't do anything, right, is his cheshbon. So Nara Mibai, do we have to learn Nara? It's pashut that Nara is for his cheshbon. If when he did nothing, we see that it's his cheshbon. So Ola Nara is the word Nara. It's true. We have to learn the word. We have to learn Nara. Why? Because Salka Lachamina Amrina Lei Havlei Demei Velisak. Because what's happened when he plowed, he incurred expenses. Right. So if we can chuck the guy out, even if he left it famine, fallow, we might have thought that maybe if the 2 years are up and the second year he plowed, he didn't do anything, we might have said to him, no, take your money for the plowing and go. Kamashra don't have to pay you back even anything. Don't give him anything for the money, for the plowing. I think that's the pshat over there. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Machrelo. Rabbi Eliezer says on that Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Machrelo lifnei Rosh Hashanah, and it was full of fruits, remember? And he gets basically that third crop for free. So Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shemachalo Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Melea Peirot, Shelo Yomalo, Henach Lifanai, Kederech Shenach Lefanecha. Right, what's he saying over here? He's saying, where do we know that when I sold you the field and it was full of fruits, I might say, you know what, I want it back as I got it. Like when you sell a guy a house, or you rent a person a house, so it's very common to say, I want the house back as you got it. So therefore, he's got to paint the house nicely before he gives it back to you. You know, anyone here who's ever rented a house or a flat knows that, right? You rent a flat, you paint it before you give it back. So the tenant wants it back as it was. The same thing over here. The guy basically sells you the house. It's a long, the field is long-term lease. So I'm selling it to you with fruit on the trees. I expect it when I get it back with fruit on the trees, right? That's what he says. Talmud lomar, mispar shnei tvot, yimchor lach. Pa'amim shna mochel shalot tvot, b'shtay shani. He says, no. Doesn't work. The pasuk says mispar shnei tvuot im kolach. The amount of time it would take for two tvuot, which is sometimes there could be three, but at least the time for two. So therefore, you don't have to get back the fruits. You give back. You sell the field as it is. You get it back as it is with or without the fruits. It's all the same thing. Okay, new Mishnah. Machral rishon memane. Now what happens is you sold your field to a guy during the yovel, and for a hundred shekels. Right, 100 shekel, let's say, per chomer sorim, right? Whatever the case is, right? Per hectare, per acre, per dunam, whatever. Umacha rishon hashani b'matayim, and he then went during the period of that time. He had a lease from you, let's say, for 40 years. And after 20 years, he sold it to somebody for double the amount of money. And now you come to redeem it from the second guy. Right? You decided you want to redeem it. You can come and you can basically pay him back the relative amount. So now what's going to happen is you sold it for 100. The second guy who you're buying it back from, he paid 200, and there's 10 years left. And you're saying to him, I'm going to give you 100 divided by 10. I sold you for 100 for 10 years, let's say, for 20 years. And now there's 10 years left, half left. So basically, I've got to pay you 50 to buy it back. He said, what do you mean? I paid double. You pay me 100 to buy it back. I'm not giving it back to you for just 50. Aloch is you cheshbon with the first guy. Eli Marisha. Shneemar, why? לאיש אשר מכר לו. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, וחישב את, את שני ממכרו, והשיב על העודף, לאיש אשר מכר לו, ושם נוכלתו. That's not my problem. My problem is the חשבון with how much I sold it for. Second case of the Mishnah, מכרה לראשון ב-200. Now it's the other way around. You sold it to the first guy for 200. ומכר ראשון לשני במאנה. And the first guy, what can he do? But I don't know, either the seasons weren't good, or it turned out that the fields weren't worth very much, or the market changed, and he sold it off for half the price. He took a big knock. Right? So too over here, you now do cheshbon with the last one. In other words, you're always paying the lesser amount. Shnei mar b'chishav yishnei yimkaro, v'eshiv et ha'odef le'ish asher betocho. That's the next pasuk. Right? That pasuk over there says, ish asher betocho, whoever's there now. So we see we've got two psukim. The one pasuk says, "Shel olif leish asher machar lo," and then the other pasuk says, "Where is that pasuk?" By the way, leish asher. Which pasuk is that? Shneimar v'chisha v'shneim kro v'shivat olif leish. So the Gemara says leish, leish asher betocho. Okay, that's the pasuk. The pasuk says leish, and we say, "What does ish mean? Asher betocho." Right, that's how the Mishnah looks at it. Look, if you look at Rashi over there, Leish Asher Betocho, Ugrumar Parich, Minal and Rashi, and Lekula, Lidrush Lachumra. So because the Pasuk doesn't say Asher Betocho, the Pasuk just says Leish. And it's the same Pasuk. The first Pasuk says, V'chshav et shnei mikro, V'shiv et olef Leish. Right? And the Taka says, V'shiv et ha Leish Asher Machar Lo. That we know. But where do we get le'ish asher betocho from? We taking the word ish, and we using the word ish to really help us, le'kula. That's what Rashi says in the Gemara will ask later on. How do we know that you've got to explain this word le'ish all the time, le'kula? In your favor, maybe le'chumra, maybe you've got to pay more. Right? So then the next halacha is, lo yimkor berichuk or berachok v'yigal bekarov. Interesting, eh? If you've got a field that someone's got, and it's closer to you, and you've got a field further away, so don't go and sell that field in order to redeem this field. It's quite an interesting halacha. Look at Rashi. Lo yimkor sadeh rechoka sheyesh lo, that he goes zo she krova lo. The Gemara explained where it comes from, because it seems like quite a strange halacha. But you will see later in the Gemara. The Gemara wants you to only redeem fields out of monies that you have, not monies that you've got to go and sell fields for to raise. Right? And the same out next halacha, v'yigal b'ra'av, v'yigal b'yafa. Don't go and sell bad fields and redeem good fields. V'lo yilveh v'yigal. And you should also borrow money. Right? Look at Rashi. V'lo yilveh ma'ot. Then again, don't take loans to do ge'ula. V'lo yigal l'chatza'in. And you shouldn't, when you're going to redeem, right, you redeem the whole field. You don't redeem portions of the field. That's with regards to sales. So with regards to sales, you don't sell a far field to redeem a close field, or a bad field to redeem a good field, or borrow money, etc. And you don't also redeem in portions. However, behekdesh, or behekdesh, if you were makdish a field to hekdesh, then mutar b'chulan. Then with hekdesh, you can borrow, you can sell far fields, bad fields, whatever the case is, hekdesh, no problem. And the interesting halacha here, the Mishnah says, zechomer behedyot mi behekdesh. In this case, we more chamur with regards to hedyotot, when you're doing deals between people, then we are with regards to hekdesh. We're less concerned with hekdesh, how you raise the money, where you get the money, what you can do. Okay, gemara says like a tarabana. Really not bright. Machral rishon b'mana u'machra b'rishon l'sheini b'matayim. So the same case now, Mishnah, you sold for 100 and the guy himself sold it on for 200. Minayin shenu machashav edim ha'yishli. How do you know your cheshbon with the first guy with the lower amount? Tamud lomar le'ish asher machalo. And the next case in the brighter was machar yishon matayim u'machar yishon l'sheini b'mana minayin shenu machashav edim ha'yishli. Exactly the same Mishnah that we had, but the brighter asks in a question. What's the makor? Tamud lomar le'ish. Le'ish asher b'tocho. And this is all Divrei Rebbe. So we see our Mishnah is exactly a carbon copy of this brighter according to Rebbe. Rebbe Dusta'ai ben Yehuda Omer, he's got a slight different version in the brighter. He says, Machra lo b'mana, right? You sold a guy a field b'mana, and now he never sold it on, but v'hishbicha. What does it mean, v'hishbicha? Very important, Rashi, look at the Rashi there, v'hishbicha me'alea. In other words, on its own. You didn't do it. Not like you went and built a big farm or a vineyard or a orchard, or not a, or like a barns, and invested in storerooms. The fields happened to, the market went up. And now it's worth 200. Va'amdal matayim, right? So minayi in she'enu mechashev el b'mana. So he says like Rebbe, but he gives a different example. Rebbe's example is the one guy bought it and sold it on. Here, he's the same guy holding the field, and just the field's gone up in value. So how do you know we only pay the original amount and not the enhanced value, the improved value? Shemar v'shivita or def. So he quotes a different pasuk, right? He doesn't quote the pasuk of v'chishevet shnet v'leish asher b'toch macharlo, right? He quotes the pasuk. If it's the same pasuk, a different part of the pasuk. If you look, the pasuk which we've been using is v'chishavet shnet mimkaro v'shivita or def. Le'ish asher machar lo. So Rebbe learns from le'ish asher machar, the person you sold to. If you look at who's holding the field, because Rebbe is discussing a change of hands, where Rabbi Dostai Ben Yuri is talking about the same person. So he says ve'shiveta or def. You return the difference, right? The change, the balance of the money. So we'll see what that means in a second. Minayin she'eta or def. And what does he mean ha'or def? Ha'odef shebiyado. Look at Rashi there. Ha'odef shebiyado. Hanishar biyado min damim shekibel. We talk about the buyer now. I mean the seller. When the seller sold the field, he got money from the guy. And the guy paid him a mana, right? For, let's say, for 10 years. Now the pasuk says, v'hishiv et ha'odef. So I got 100 from you for 10 years. You've been there for 5 years. I want you out. So basically, I owe you the balance. So the 5 years would be 50. Take 50. Look at Rashi there. Hishiv et ha'odef. La'achar shen yenake lo halokeach cheshbon ha'magia b'chol shana she'achla. Basically, we look at every year that you've been there, how many years you benefited from it, and I pay you the balance. If you want to just look at Rabbeinu Gershom here, the third wide line Rabbeinu Gershom explains it a little bit better. It says like this, Klomar, ha'odef shebayad ha'mocher, the balance in the hands of the seller, sheyesh lo min ha'damim shnatan lokeach, which he's got from the money which he received from the buyer, hu machzir lokeach, this is the money he gives back to the buyer, velo mishevach sheshbicha, and nothing to do with the value that was improved. In other words, I look at the money I got, how much is left over, that's what I give you back. Right, that's the first case of Rabbi Dostai. The second case is, Macharlo b'matayim, he sold it him originally for 100, v'chsifa, right, and now chsifa, Rashi says, yeah, nitkalkala upatchu damea. Right, now the field, for whatever happened, got messed up, I don't know, floods, or whatever the case is, and suddenly it's worth much less. V'amdal money, and now it's worth only 100. So now it says Rav Dostai, Minayi and Shain Machashvin Ilabamane. So now, same idea as Rebbe. We also look at the lesser amount. So Rav Dostai, what's my makor that you only to pay him back according to the 100? Shneemar, Veshivet Ha'odef. Same word. He says, Veshivet Ha'odef. But now he says, Ha'odef is not the Ha'odef Sheba Yado in his hands, but now it's Ha'odef Sheba Karka, the balance left over on the Karka. Right, that's a little bit different. Look at Rashi there, Sheba Karka. Odef Sheakarka Shave. Now, what the balance, the difference in what the land is worth now. Your Terah Mashe Magir Lecheshbon. More than what the Cheshbon was. She Menakelo Alokeach Leshalim Shachla. We reduced the amount of years he's benefited from it. The high Odef Ikele Midrash Lahachi Ulahachi. Basically, he's saying that this word Odef can be determined both money wise and land wise. So the first time around, he said, basically we can see that it's very, very, you'd say, how do you say, yazum? How do you say that in English? How do you say that? Sorry?
What's the context?
Yeah, like it's yazum. In other words, it's initiated here. The Gemara's got an agenda. We can see there's an agenda here. We know what the halacha is. And now we're really just fitting the pasuk into the halacha. I don't think that we're taking the pasuk and saying, or def. It seems like that there's a mesorah that you go on the lesser amount. And they're interpolating, probably better, the pasuk. So that's really the Gemara says like this. My Benayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Dostai and Rebbe? Right? With both of them, we see we go to Kula. Remember, we saw Rashi earlier, and Rashi said, the Gemara will ask, how do you go to Kula, not to Chumra? Right? So, yeah, we see they both go to Kula. So the Gemara says, now, what would the nafkamina between them would be the Iyaker Vizal Ve'iyakir. If it became expensive, it went up in value, and then it reduced in value, and then it went up in value again. Right? Look at Rashi there. It's like this. Yakir Vizal Ve'iyakir. Shemachero Mataim. If a guy had sold it in for 200, Umachir Rishon Hashani B'Maneh, and then the first one sold the second one for money, it went down. Right? So now, V'nityakra B'yad Hashani V'amda Al Mataim. And now the first guy bought it for 200. He sold it to the second guy for 100. And while the second guy had it for 100, it went up in value to 200. Now remember, Rebbe says we always go after what the second guy paid. So what did the second guy pay? He paid 100. Right? So therefore the Rebbe, the Amar, the Isha Sher Betocha, Lo Yahiv Ela Mana, Kamed Yahiv Bashadi, how much he paid the first guy. Rabbi Dostai, we'd pay Mataim. Why? Because it says, the Yamart Odef Shebiyado, right? Because he says it goes after the value in his hands. Ha Matan Shakil Mikama, right? Via Mart Odef, because Ha Matan Shakil Mikama, right? So he says over here, with if it was Rabbi Dostai, we'd pay him, that we'd calculate on the 200. Because really the first guy paid the 200, and even though he paid the 100 for it, really the cheshbon was the balance over the 200, and he got 200. And now Hamatan Shakil Makama, right? We took from the very first guy. We go after the value, the change in the land, like Rabbi Dostai said in the second case. Hamatan Shavya. It's worth 100 because he's got half a year to go. So he basically have to do the cheshbon according to if he bought it for a lesser amount and the value went up in his hands. So Rabbi, you'd end up paying a lesser amount or you'd end up paying a higher amount. So there is a slight difference, even though they seem to both be saying the same thing. So now the Gemara says, how do we know we go after the Kula here? Maybe we go after the Chumra. Maybe this whole thing is wrong. Because when we saw that you can do Lachi Lachi, we can go either way. Gemara says, you don't think we go after the Chumra. Why? The Gamar Geula Geula Mi Eved Ivri. Because we learn a Gzeirah Shavah from an Eved Ivri. And in Eved Ivri, we go Lekula as well. If you look at Rashi over here, the second wide lines of Rashi, Geula Geula Ketiv Hacha Umatza Kedei Gulato. Right, so we see over there as well. Geula tiye lo. You basically want to help the Eved Ivri. So the geula, we try and go lekula, and we always want to help him pay the lesser amount. So therefore, the Eved Ivri always has to pay back the lesser amount, what his value is, what the amounts were, to help him be able to buy himself out of slavery. So Gemara says, okay, that's very nice, but. We just assume we understand this Gzeirah Shavah. But Vahata Minala, where do we know the Eved Ivri that we go to Kula? So the Gemara is bringing a bright. Tanya Nimkar B'mana. If an Eved was sold for 100, Vishbiach Lamalamatayim, and now he becomes a strong, tough guy, and he's worth 200, becomes a very experienced artisan working for you. Now guys will pay 200 for him. Minayin Shein Mechashvin B'mana. How do we know it's still, if he wants to redeem himself, he only has to redeem himself at a value of 100, not at his improved value. Shneimar Mikesef Miknato. Look at the Pasuk over here. The Pasuk says, Ve'im Odra Bot Bashanim Lefihen, Yashiv Geulato, he redeems himself, Mikesef Miknato, according to the money that he was bought for. Right? So not according to the value of how it is now, how much he paid when he was, how much he owed when he was sold into slavery. Nimkar b'matayim, other if he was sold for 200. V'hichsif amad amani, netzah, I don't know, he got sick over the time, he's only worth 100 now. So minayin shayin b'chashnil b'mani, how do we know now that this Eved only has to pay you back on a value of 100? Shneemar kefi shanav. Pasuk there says, "Ve'im ma'at nishar b'shanim ad shana yovel v'chishav lo b'fi shanav yashiv et gulato." Shanav, the idea over here is shanav, basically what his value is now. Ve'eli ela eved ivri hanimkar lo ve'el kochavim shenigal v'yado al elyona nimkar yishel minayin. So there, sorry, shenema kvi shanav. Ve'ainli ele eved ivri. There we go talking about it's Jewish slave. Ani mikar lo ve'el kochavim shenigal who's redeemed ve'adol eduna. The Gemara says, but maybe that only applies to an eved ivri who sold to an oved to a goy. Ve'adol ala eduna nimkar li yishel minayin Help you there. What's going on over there? Ainly, Rashi Zavi Yatsoi. At the high crowd, Benim Kalavet Kochavim Kativ, Kiriktiv, Vichitasig Yad Ger, Vetoshav. Okay. So basically, over here, right? So the bride carries on. It's not. I punctuated as a question when I learned, but I see it now that I'm not wrong. So it goes like this. So now we're trying to work out how we know that Eved Ivri pays the lesser amount. Says Christian now. Here we know when an Eved Ivri is sold to a goy. So there the Torah tells us that we've got to redeem him. So maybe in a case like that, the seller, right, the original owner of the Eved, he's got his hand is betachtona, the Eved's hands beendyona, and maybe only in a case like that we allow the Eved to buy himself back at the cheaper amount. How do we know Nimkali Yisrael? I mean, even if he was sold to Yisrael, in other words, it makes no difference when this Eved was sold. An Eved can always buy himself out at the lesser amount. Tamud lomar, sachir, sachir, gzera shava. Then we've got a sachir, sachir, grashi, ketivacha, ki mei sachir yeimor, for the period of time left. Chutiba Nimkali Yisrael, ki mishana, sachar, sachir avadatcha. Right? So he's basically, the sachir, sachir, gzera shava would make no difference whatsoever. You see the pasuk says there, sachar sachir. In both pasuk says once, ki mishna sachar sachir avdecha, sheshanim uvracha shem lokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. So we see that even in a case like that, an Eved Ivri always can redeem himself at the lesser amount. We're learning basically the same idea of land from Eved Ivri. So Amar Abaya now says like this. So we see really. And what was this brighter all about? This brighter was about interpreting psukim. If we look at the way the Gemara interpreted the psukim, we could have interpreted the psukim in either way. On one hand, we explained the psukim to mean lekula. We could have also interpreted lekhumra. So we see here that a lot of it at the end of the day is to do with the interpretation of the psukim. So Abaya makes a statement, quite an interesting statement. I'm an Abaya. Hareini keben azai b'shukei teveria. What does it mean? I'm like Ben Azai Beshukei Teveria. Look at Rashi, yeah? Zareini Meshubach Bimkomi. In my place, I'm very well thought of. She'ani Darshan Ubaki. I'm an expert at interpreting and explaining Psukim. Just like Ben Azai, right? Look at Rashi. She'aya Mishtabeach Beshukei Teveria. Ben Azai was like a king in the markets of Teveria. It's actually in the Bechor. We saw this. Beperek Chi'i. Ben Azai Omer Kol Chachmei Yisrael Lefanai Keklipat Hashum. So basically, as far as everybody else is concerned, they're like just peels of garlic, right? Compared to me, I'm the king. And Abai is saying, just like Ben Azai is the king over there, right? If you look at Rabbi Gershom, over here, the very first Rabbi Gershom on Amun, he's like this. Shekeshem Shehu Haya Chacham Gadol Daya Omed Beshuk Vomer Kol Mishrotze Lesho'alani Davar. He would stand in the marketplace. Anyone comes to ask me a question, come and ask me. Hareini meshivo, and I can answer him. Afani ken misha yirtze yavo v'yishlani. Abai says so too with me when it comes to psukim and things like that. I'm the expert. You ask me whatever you want. Right? So amale ahum rabban Abai. So now we got a case of one of the chachamim says to Abai. Says to Abai. Ike le midrashinu lekula. Ike le midrashinu lechumra. This example we just saw now a second ago when it comes to the fields. That you can, when it comes to claiming back the fields, redeeming the fields, we saw that you can either go to Chumra and do it in the more expensive amount, or you can go to Kula and do it in the cheaper amount. He says, why we always go to Kula? Why don't you, on the contrary, explain this to Chumra? So he says, Lo sakadatach. We don't think so. Abai answers him, right? Why not? Because we see, right, that in other places, Chachamim were Mekil. Now, we're speaking about the Avadim here, right? Rashi says, yeah, it could only the field, like I mentioned. It could midrashinu, Hani cried the Eved Ivri. We saw now, we just brought two psukim to prove that Eved Ivri always go lekula. So Abaya says, because we see all over in other places that Chachamim will make kill with Eved Ivri. So it makes sense that when it comes to him buying himself out, redeeming himself, we also be make kill with him. What's his source? Brings a brighter. Brings a bright dinky dushi, and it says like this, Ki tov lo imach. Right? And Eved Ivri has to be good with you. Ki tov lo imach. Right, look at Rashi over here, the pasuk. Vaya ki yomar elecha lo etzei miimach. This is after the 6 years, and he wants to go free. He comes and said, "I want to go free. I want to stay with you." Ki avcha ve'et betecha, I love you and your house. Ki tov lo imach. It's good here with you. Now, look how he explains it. What does it mean? Ki tov lo imach with you. Imach ba machal, it's good with food. Imach ba mishteh, with drink. Shelotehe ochel pat nekia, vu ochel pat kiver. You shouldn't eat nas bread and he eats bad bread. Atasho te yain yasha, and you drink aged wine. Vu shteh yain chadash, and he drinks new wine. Atayashen al gabe mochin, you sleep on a nas, puffy mattress, you know, what's it called? Feathers, on a down mattress. Vu yashen al gabe karg, he's on the floor. So Abaye says, Mikan omru, this is where they are. Kone ebed ivri. Kone ke kone adon latzmo. You thought you bought a slave, you bought a master. Right? So that's what Abaye says. This is Ahucha Ben Chamim who comes to ask about it. So he says to Abaye, Adraba, on the contrary, Nachmir Ale. Rather you should be Machmir with an Eved Ivri. Right? Mid Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina. We see Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina. We see in his case that you be that an Eved is someone who should be Machmir. Look at Rashi. Why Machmir? This is Rabbi Chanina, the very first narrow line of Rashi. Devarai lo bari daikach. Why would he become an Eved in the first place? Elohim ipnei shaya Rasha. He was a Rasha. You don't understand become an Eved Ivri. You must have been a Rasha, says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Right? Look at Rashi. Va'asa schora b'peirot shvit. And it all starts when a person does the simple Aveira, like being trading in schora of shvit. Shmita produce, even though there's no real isur in the schora, the isur is in the plowing and all of that. We see the Gemara is going to call it in a few seconds afka shel shvit, like the dust of shvit. It's not real isur. And basically we're going to see here from a guy how to become an eved by being a rasha. So you're going to tell me you're going to be making with a guy. On the contrary, be machmi with him, right? Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina uba ure kama kasha. Avka shel shvit. He says, come and see how severe just this avka, this dust of shvit, a smita, look at Rashi, hasocher peirot shvit, a guy who trades in shmita produce. Ulahachi kari le avak. Why is it called avak, says Rashi, the dust? She'ein zo ikar mitzvata shel isur shvit. That's not really the ikar of shvit. Ikar of shvit is not to work the land. The trading of the produce that comes off the land is really like a derivative. It's not really the ikar shvit, but nonetheless, we see what happens here. Adam no seven no ten peirot shvit, says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So it all starts like this. A person starts buying and selling with shmita fruits. In the end, what happens? The sof mochet betal telav. His business goes so bad, he ends up selling his own movable goods. Shenemar b'shtat ha-yovel, hazot tashuvu ish el achuzato. Right, in the yovel year, he has to basically come back to his achuza. Uchtib, and close by, the next pasuk, v'chitim karu mimkar l'amitecha. If you sold something to your friend, or kana miyad amitecha. Right, so what is mimkar liyad and bought from hand to hand? Davar nikne biyad, liyad, lo hirgish. What the movables he was selling, he didn't even feel. Look at Rashi there, lo hirgish. Lo nizdazaya lashuv min ha'aveira. He ended up from selling the shmita produce, getting into trouble, and he had to sell movables. And it didn't affect him. It didn't bother him. So after he had sold all his movables, he had nothing left to sell. Right? He carried on doing Aveira. He didn't do tshuva. Lo hirgish. Remember, he never didn't touch him. Lesof mocher et sedotav. And then he ends up selling his fields. Shenemar v'chiyamuch achicha v'machar mechazato. Because what happens is, we saw, when do you sell your field? Chiyamuch, when you're in trouble. So it all started with Shmita produce trading. His business went bad. Didn't realize he was doing Aveiras. Ended up selling all his metalklim, whatever he could, movables. He sold all of that. He still didn't have any money. Now he got into a case of Chiyamuch. He became impoverished. And he had to sell his field. Now the Gemara uses a different lash on the bright. Lo bat liyado. Right? So we saw Lo hirgish, Lo nizdazeh. He wasn't moved. Now Lo bat liyado. Look at that. Lo bat liyado. It didn't even appeal to him. Appeared to him he was doing any Aveira. Lesof, what happens? Mocher Beito. So he sold all his, he started trading Shmita produce, he went bad. He sold all the movables that he had, all his movable assets, went bad. He ended up selling his fields, still carried on. In the end, he had to sell his house. Shneimar v'ishkim kor bait moshav ir choma. Right? And then he sold his house. So now the Gemara says, "Mashna hatam de kama lo hirgish, mashna hachad de kama lo bat liado." Why do we use two different expressions? The first time round we said it didn't move him. The second time round didn't even appeal to him. So he says, "Ken Ravuna, Dam Ravuna, kavan shavar adam aveira v'shanava hutrelo." He says, "You know what? A person does an aveira the first time, does it a second time, it now becomes mutar to him." So that's why the first time round lo hizdazeya. The second time, Lord Bart didn't even think about it. As far as we're already mutter, he said, what do you mean mutter? Hutra lo sakadat, you mean hutra? No. He says, you're right. Ela ema doesn't become mutter, but na aseit lo keheter. It's as if it's mutter. In other words, he does it like as if it's a heter. So that's why he didn't even bother. Rashi, dome benav keheter. It's simply just ad like a heter. Hilchach. Bereish de lo abaradayin ela pamachat. In the beginning, when he only did first aveira, tani lo hirgish. We learned it didn't touch him. The mashma shaya yodaya venoten libo shaya over. Right, the mashma haya yodeya, but he carried on. Avalo nirta mina aveira vasaba, but didn't bother him enough. Ubepam shnia tani lo batliado, didn't even appear to him. Why? Shafiru alibo en olah shte aveira, didn't even think he was doing an aveira. The first time there was a bit of a sensitivity there, but he went on. The second time he said, "Ech, it's okay." As far as he was concerned, it was mutar. Then skip these brackets. We'll come back to them. Then lo batliado, second time round. Now the third time round, lo batliado, he still didn't realize he was doing anything wrong. Now he thought it was okay. And he carried on doing the aveiras. Ad shemocheret bito. Eventually, he sells his daughter. Shneimar v'chimkor ish et bito la'amai. Sells into slavery. Right. V'afagav de bito. Even though it's his daughter, b'hai inyana nichel inish to the zavein bartei v'lo lizif berib bita. Look what the Gemara says. It's easier for a person, or more comfortable in his eyes, as far as he's concerned, to sell his daughter into slavery than to go and borrow money beribit. Why? Diluhatam migra'ava azla. Viluhacha kamusva azla. Why don't you sell your daughter? Sell your daughter into slavery. So you say to yourself, right, the migra you can reduce. Look at Rashi there. Pidjor bita migra vazla. Shestam mechirat habat einashte heshifcha. You don't really seem to be a slave. Ela achi agiu yemein erut. Until she becomes, we saw yesterday, until she becomes a maiden. And then she goes free. Vim ba liftotah betoch kach. And if he happens to come into money during this period before she becomes a nara, until she's 12 years old, he can redeem her. Kach mechashev adamim shemachra kama magia lekoshna asheata ruya liot biyada adon. And he does the same thing. He does a comparison. How many years should she have stayed? Ulefi oto cheshbona magia lekoshna abemenakelo adon lekoshna abeshana veshemeshamto. And then he says, you know, she's worked for you for 10 years. I told her when she was 2, and she worked for you for 5 years, and now she's 7. Oh, you've still a bit of money left over because she could have upsold you basically to have her until she became 12. He pays her back the amount of money. However, when it comes to ribit, so he says, easier when you sell my daughter, because ribit, look at ribit, hacha musfa v'azla. It goes and only gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There's Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Rabbeinu Gershom says, musfa v'azla. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, the very last narrow lines of Rabbeinu Gershom, says v'halove beribit b'mosif v'noten ala keren haribit. Not only do I have to pay back the keren, the capital, I even have to pay back the interest. So therefore, the daughter's the other way around. The capital's always reducing. With the ribit loan, the capital's only growing. So therefore, he'd rather sell his daughter. The Gemara carries on. He still doesn't do tshuva. Lo bat liado l'sof of his daughter. What else has he got left to sell? L'sof shemocher atzmo. He sells himself. Shneimar ki amuch achicha imach v'nim karlach. Right? He sells you v'nim karlach. Lo lach el leger. And who does he sell it to? Doesn't he sell it to a Jew? He sells him to a ger. Shneimar leger. V'lo leger. It's not even to a holy Jew. To a holy ger. El leger toshav. To a goy there. Shneimar leger toshav. Right? And then mishpachat ger. Right? From family of ger. Zeh ben kochavim. To an idol worshipper. Kishu omer ole eker. Right, ze hanimkar v'naseh meshoret avodat kochavim atzma. So we see basically that what's the hitardrutya, right? What hitardrut mean? Like it goes from bad to worse. That he starts off just trading in ribit, and then from there he ends up selling his goods. From there he sells his fields. From there he sells his house. From there he sells his daughter. From there he ends up selling himself. And not only can he not sell himself to a Yisrael, he ends up selling himself to idol worship to become a Masharet Navodah Zorah. Look at Rashi there, V'naseh Masharet, Shaya Naseh Masharet, Avodah Kochavim. What does it mean? Lachtov Etzim V'dishov Mayim. He becomes basically the hewers of water and the choppers of wood for the Avodah Zorah. Doesn't have to do Avodah Zorah himself, but he works for Avodah Zorah. So, on a says Rav Dostai Ben Yehuda, you try to tell me a guy like this you got to be makil with. He got into this position where he got into because of all the avarice he was doing. He didn't do tshuva at all. And you got to be makil. A guy like that in the country comes to buy himself out. He must pay the full price of what he's worth at the moment. That's really the machloka between them. So, Amalei. So now, I think it's Abaya says back to him, Ha, Ahadrekra. But at the end of it, we see the Pasuk comes back. And brings him back into the fold, right? Rashi says over here, Amalei Abaya. Rashi actually adds in the word Abaya there. Amalei Abaya, lahum rabbanim, to this guy. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, it's part of everything that you've just said. Ha ahadre kra. Sheyehu merachmin alav. The Torah says, bring this guy back. Have rachamim on him. The Tana of Rabbi Ishmael, we've got a bright Rabbi Ishmael. So if you look at the actual Shida Mekubetzet, he's got a slightly different gears there of Chet. He says, Hoel v'halach ze v'na'asa komer l'avodat kochavim. No, he didn't become Eke. In the end, he actually became a priest. He got so involved in Avodah Zorah, he became a priest. He takes it to the extreme, right? U'machar atzmol idchei even achar anofel. So what are you going to tell me? We must throw a rock off to the guy who fell. In other words, you know, we learned, remember, in Sanhedrin, that they throw the guy off the building, and then they throw a rock on top of him. That was skiller, remember? He says, well, it's bad enough, he's fallen down. You want to now throw a rock at him as well? In other words, you want to write the guy off? Right? Look at Rashi there. Say, idchei even klomar shlo yigel olam. You leave him there as a goy forever and never redeem him. Talmud lomar, right? The pasuk there says, now, if you actually look at the kaf, the pasuk, the 20th pasuk on this daf, it's actually slightly different to the pasuk Gemara brings here. It says there, "Acharei nimkar geula tiyel." After he's been sold, he will have geula. Echad meechav yigalenu. One of his brothers must come and redeem him. So we don't write this guy off, right? So therefore, on the contrary, we want to redeem him. So the Chacham says, "Rav Abai," he says, "Beautiful, I'm a geula tiyelo." The Loli Tamab of that Kochavim. That's nice, beautiful. Say, let's have Geula. We don't want him to stick around with the Goyim and be there forever. However, Ululam, Inam, Pidjon, and Achmed, but still, be Machmed with the Chum, with the Geula. So we're agreeing with you that there's Geula. But who says you got a Geula at the cheaper price? At the higher price? Nachmir Alei. Right, so now I think we're going to say, like, Ella Amas, the Gemara. So basically, we buy that. That argument's accepted. And we can't necessarily say that we go through a cheaper price. We need another proof now to say that we redeem this Eved Ivri at a lesser amount. Because we can't necessarily prove that the Gemara has got Rachamim on him and therefore we should redeem him. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ketiv, we've got a Pasuk, Im Od Rabot Bashanim, if there's still many years to go. Uchtiv Im Ma'at Nishar Bashanim, there's few years to go. So how can it be at the same time there's many years to go and on the other hand few years to go? V'chiyesh Shanim Merubot V'yashanim Mu'atot. Are there such things of shanim? Look at Rashi. The chiyash shanim merubot shetehesh shana meruba mechaveta, more than its other than other years. The kama kra im od rabot b'shanim or shanim pechuta. Are there some years that are longer years, some years that are shorter years? What's going on? It doesn't make sense. Ella, what does it mean? Nitraba kaspo, right? If the money's become higher value, it's become valued. Nitraba kaspo, his money's worth more. Mi kesef miknato, we pode, we redeem him from kesef or what he was bought by. And nitma'et kaspo, if he's become reduced in value, so then kafishanav, how he is now in his years. So basically, we always go after the lesser amount. He says, ayim ha'eched avad tar. Maybe that's not pshat. Maybe pshat is just simple linear pshat calculation. We would think, ayim ha'eched avad tar, where he worked 2 years, ufaishay arbae, maybe he has to work for 6 years, and there's still 4 years to go. Later, I will pay him for 4 years of what we paid him. We had worked for, and there's 2 years left. Right? Then give the guy 2 years of outstanding amounts. In other words, it's nothing to do with the value of what's happening at the moment. It's quite simple. When we said more years or less years, it means depending how many years are left to pay, buy him out for the balance on a linear basis. He says, no, im kani, that was the case. Nichtov im odra botchanim. Then the pastor would have said, Im odra botchanim. While im odra botchanimai bashanim. Right? The grocery to understand the word bashanim in the years. Nitrabakaspo bashanim, kesibing natori, bakaspo bashanim, kafishanav. Basically, we said like that, we always go after the lesser value. Okay, so now, I'm Rav Yosef, Darshinu Rav Nachman. So now, Rav Nachman was Am Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, right? He brought in the second example to come explain to us, it always goes after the lesser amount. Look what Rav Yosef said, Amar Rav Yosef, right? And in fact, when we started off with Rav Yosef, right? Remember I said, where was Rav Yosef in the picture? Rav Yosef was the guy, where was Rav Yosef here? Rav Yosef was the person that we started this whole discussion with. Right, so Amar Rav Yosef, right? It was Rav Yosef who asked the question, right? Okay, I'm not focused this morning. And Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, look what Rav Yosef says. Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak here, Lahani Karai Kasinai. He explained this pasuk like Sinai. Okay, well, it's 8 o'clock. Okay. Now, law, Mishnah carries on like this. Law, you can set your watch by Robert, eh? Like a Swiss clock. Law yim kor berichuk, right? So we say you shouldn't sell from far and sell far to redeem near. But I mean, we know the Shon Torah, but that, it's supposed to be Sigur Yado. Right, what does it mean? Sigur Yado, his hand achieved it. Yad Atzmo, in other words, from his own doings. Shelo Yilve Vigak. Remember, the Mishnah said a whole list of things. The Mishnah said over there, Lo Yimkor Berichuk Vigak, from far to by close, and from bad for to good, and you shouldn't borrow money to redeem it, and you shouldn't redeem it in parts. So the Gemara answers all those questions by saying, Vesig Yado. Right, what does it mean? Yado? Shelo Yilve Vigak. Right, basically, you shouldn't borrow to redeem. Umatza, prakti mitzui. Right, and matza. So basically, we take a pasuk. Let's look at the whole pasuk. The pasuk said like this. It says ve'ish ki lo ye lo goel. He hasn't got a redeemer. Ve'hesigo yado. Umatza kedei gurato. So the Gebraita takes these words and breaks them up into each different part. Ve'hesigo yado himself. So you shouldn't borrow. Ve'yig al. Right, shelo yilve v'yigal. Umatza, the next word in the pasuk, and he found prat lematzui, which was around at the time. In other words, it came from somewhere else. Shelo yimkor berichuk. Right, the word umatza prat lematzui comes to include what shelo yimkor berichuk, which you already had. In other words, don't sell what you had. Find something new. V'yigal bekarov, and having v'yigal bekarov. Right. Right. And then the pasuk bara v'yigal b'yafe, or from bad and by good. And then the pasuk said kedei gulato. What does it mean? Kedei gula hu goel v'eno goel lechatzayin. Basically, we see with the whole pasuk, you should only do things from what comes outside, not sell your existing stuff, not sell bad for good, etc. And to not sell from far to near, and we shouldn't also redeem any portions of it. So Gemara said like this: Lameimra, the matza. What are you trying to tell me? That the matza, when we say the word the matza, that you found, hashda mashma, means now you found it now. In other words, you found it. The matza seems to be means something else. Matza. We got a brighter. There we use, in the case of a guy who kills by mistake, we use the word matzah, meaning that it happened by the way, not that a person initiated it. And so matzah is a different context altogether. Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer says as follows: if a person threw a stone, the kibla, and somebody else jumped up, so that the stone would smack him in the head. In other words, if he hadn't jumped up, it wouldn't smack him in the head. Patru, the guy who killed him, is patru. Because what happened was, when I threw the stone, your head wasn't there. You jumped up and caught the stone with your head. That's your problem. Alma, therefore, what do we see matzah means? Matzah, midi de ite meikara mashma. Matzah is something which was there to begin with. And you're trying to tell me matzah is not the mitzui. Matzah is not what was here originally. It's what something that came after. We see matzah actually means something that was pre-existing. So Amarav ha'achem minyan dekra, ha'achem minyan dekra, says no. It depends. Each one is in the context of their pasuk. Hacha, dumya ha'siga yado. In our case of here, ha'saga is ha'siga yado. He found it. My ha'saga yado, what does it mean? Ha'siga yado, he got it. Hashta, now he found it. In other words, it wasn't pre-existing. Af matzah nami dahashta. Therefore, matzah means that it was that he found it. That wasn't pre-existing. V'hacha, and in the case of the pasuk of the guy who kills by mistake, matzah dumia de ya'ar, similar to forest. My ya'ar, what's a forest? Milta de mikari, something which was pre-existing. Af matzah, therefore, sorry to the guy in the forest, matzah milta de ite me'ikara. What's tomorrow's daflak? I think we're going to end off over here. All right. So now, the Mishnah carried on and said that Hekdesh was different to Moche, right? That Hekdesh, we said that this was a case of where a Hedrit was more chamur than Hekdesh. In Hekdesh, you can redeem and you can sell and you can do all these things, but you couldn't do Hekdesh. Where do we know this from? Tell me about a brighter. Vim, the pasuk over here, we quote this pasuk, Vim Gaol Yigael Etasadeh Hamagdish Oto. If you come to redeem your field, right? V'yasaf Chamishit Kesef Er. You add an extra chomet, which is 25%, and you get it. So that's the pasuk. It says over here, right? You can. The Gemara seems to understand from that lashon, im gaol yigael, melamed sheloveg the goel. You can borrow and goel. Look at Rashi over here. Shelove the goel. The very last lines of Rashi there. Meachar the goel. Vimirtze yigael lechatzain. So since you can redeem, you can do for five. Says v'goya lechatzin. You could basically you can borrow and you can redeem for Amar Bishul my time. What's the reason? Fisher matzinu b'mochir sadeh achuz she'afekocho. We see when it comes to setting a field, right? Shematzinu b'mochir sadeh, right? She'afekocho. How come? What's? Why has he got a strong hand? Shimi giya yovel v'lo nigalah chozet lebalim b'yovel. If you sold a field and you never redeemed it from the guy, at the end of the year it comes back to you. So we see you got an upper hand in terms of the land coming back to you. So there's a balancing act to this. Hurakocho, at the same time, your hand is weakened. She'ano love ever goel ve'ano goel chatzin. You aren't able to borrow to redeem or to redeem in portions. So basically, you've got an upside and a downside. Ava magdish sadeh achuzah. But if you are magdish your field, your family field, hoyel shuhurakocho, you've got a downside. What is that? Shemi gear yove ve'lo nigala. If you come yove, haven't yet redeemed it yet, yotzeh lekohanim. The kohanim, you don't get it back. So therefore, the Torah gives you a balance in order to enable you not to lose your field. When you sold your field, you're going to get it back anyhow. So therefore, don't borrow money if you can't get it back. And don't only do portions, you're going to get it back anyhow. Since when you come to magdish your field, if you haven't got the money to get it back, you're going to lose it. The Torah says, you know what? You can borrow money and redeem back portions of it so that you don't lose the end of the yovel. Tani chada love v'goel v'goel echatin. So now the Gemara is asking, we've got a bit of a steer over here. Right? The one writer says, Love v'goel v'goel echatzin. When it comes to Hekdesh, you can borrow and you can redeem and you can redeem in portions. V'tani idach. The other writer says, En love v'goel v'en goel v'echatzin. And you can't. So what's the law kashia? Ha rabbanan v'ha rabbi shimon. The one is rabbanan rabbi shiruk rashi aviyah. Tani chale v'magdish tani achuze love v'goel. Hainu hach. Tiketani le'el. Im ga'al yigal. Melamed she love v'goel echatzin. Rabbi shimon ka'amay la. The idach rabbanan de pali galas. You see that the one bride said you can is Rabbanan. The one said you can't is Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll carry the Mishnah tomorrow. Shkoach.